You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Ron and Krishna Hamilton of the Ronald and Krishna Hamilton Parkinson's Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
The first thing I want to start off is, who are you?
People probably know me more from 4-H and Gold Rush Charter School. But today they get the opportunity to meet the person who's always behind the scenes when I do events, because she's actually the one that's putting on the event that we're going to talk about today.
You're very well known in this community, Ron, but not everybody knows you. That's why we have to ask the question. The largest misperception of Parkinson's disease.
I think the largest misperception is, I was diagnosed 2 years ago. And when I was diagnosed, I thought, it's just my back hurting, or it's, just this or that, because I didn't have what people, they see Michael J. Fox and they see the shaking and the trembling. I don't have as much shaking and trembling as Michael J. Fox. So I think the biggest misconception is people don't understand that it's more than just the trembling. It's fatigue, it's rigid muscles, it's the sleeping problems, it's the dementia. And the biggest thing they need to understand is every person with Parkinson's has a different problem, and it's different every day. So I could wake up this morning and feel lousy, and by noon just feel horrible and just want to lay down the rest of the afternoon. Or I can wake up feeling horrible and by noon be feeling better, and by night be feeling horrible again. So it's really it's a process to have to go through.
And Krishna, what is the Ronald and Krishna Hamilton Parkinson's Foundation? Why did you start this?
We started it because we took something bad and wanted to focus on the good and figured, we can't change it, so let's move forward. And what can we do to make things better and help people in the community that are going through the same things? Because it's not going to go away.
1 week from today, Friday, January 25th, you're hosting the first ever Parkinson's Disease Forum at Sierra Bible Church. This is going to run from 11 o'clock in the morning through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What will the general public learn from attending the Parkinson's Disease Forum?
First of all, we're having a Parkinson's specialist from UCSF come in, and he's going to do a PowerPoint presentation for people with Parkinson's, their caregivers, or people in the community who just want to know more about Parkinson's. Then we're having the National Parkinson's Foundation is also there. They're going to do a brief presentation. And then we're having different vendors set up. For example, Wellbox Fitness, Jared Moss, has started a Parkinson's boxing class, and it's something that I attend. And boxing is very good for Parkinson's patients, not because we box other people, but because we box against a bag and we exercise. And as hard as it is for a person with Parkinson's to have the energy to exercise, exercise is really good because it helps slow that process and helps with the creativity of being able to be mobile and functional because of that exercise that we have. And then we have other things as well that we're doing that day.
Tell me about the vendors, Ron.
So the vendors that we're going to have at the event this year will be a speech therapist. We're going to have a dental setup with equipment that makes it easier for people with Parkinson's to keep their teeth clean. I know it sounds silly to the general public, but even though I can shake really good when I brush my teeth, still there's a challenge with self-grooming, buttoning my shirts, brushing my teeth, tying my shoes in the morning. We're going to have a masseuse there to talk about things like the, how they can help with that. We're working on a physical therapist being there. The goal of the day is to give people information that helps make their lives better while battling a disease that will not go away. There's no cure for Parkinson's.
So who should attend this event?
So really the people that should attend are people with Parkinson's disease, their caregivers, family members or friends, and even the general community, because one of the things that we're going to kick off on that day is called Parkinson's Pals. And what we're finding in Tuolumne County is there's over 300 people with Parkinson's disease. And many of those people have a hard time getting out of the house to go grocery shopping, or they're isolated and they're lonely. So Parkinson's Pals is designed for people that don't have Parkinson's, can either adopt a person that has Parkinson's and call and check on them, or relieve their caregiver so their caregiver can run to the grocery store, or maybe take a person with Parkinson's to the movies and get them out of the house. So Parkinson's Pals is going to be its own separate little entity as part of our foundation to help people in the community with Parkinson's and to help raise awareness.
This takes place 1 week from today, Friday, January 25th, from 11 in the morning through 3 in the afternoon. I heard that lunch is going to be served.
Yes, there'll be a free lunch, and it would be great for people to RSVP in advance so that we have enough food. We are expecting a great turnout. We've had a lot of RSVPs so far.
Is this a free forum?
Yes, yes. And they can make those reservations by calling Krishna at 206-3071.
And is there an email address?
Yeah, it would be krishnaron@comcast.net is an email address that they can use, or they can call Krishna's cell number.
Ron, if this is successful, do you anticipate doing this again in the future?
We do. We plan on doing another event in the fall, and we do have an event that we're working on in April as well.
Krishna, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
Email would be preferred for reservations.
And what was the email again?
KrishnaRon@comcast.net.
And Ron, anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
No, I just, you know, my wife, Krishna, saw a need in this community. And instead of just sitting back and saying we've been beaten by a disease, she's taken the initiative to put on something that will really bless this community and benefit those with Parkinson's. So I really encourage people to come out and take advantage of it.
Krishna and Ron Hamilton of the Ronald and Krishna Hamilton Parkinson's Foundation. Always good to see both of you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.